Hey, off to a great start, 4-0. I know it's early in the season, but boy, coming off a phenomenal year last year, what, 34-4? I take it a lot of those same kids' faces back once again this year. Expectations pretty high for this club this year, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, definitely want to get back to the state tournament and see what we can do there.
Take it as far as returning players back, you know, when it was hitters, you know, back row specialists, you know, middles, liberos. You got a little bit of everything back this year?
No, we have actually two new middles, McKenna Starkey and McKenna Betty. And our backcourt is new this year. We lost five seniors last year. So I've been kind of rotating a couple girls in the libero jersey. So I haven't really named one specifically.
So there's still some position battles out there, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. And that might go on, I guess, maybe for a few more weeks as you get into maybe in the month of September a little bit more?
Yep, probably. We have our two setters are back who are also our left side attackers.
So it's good to, coach is always glad to get some setters back, aren't they?
Yes.
But still, you got some new faces, but I'm sure those girls last year, you know, maybe played a lot more reserves, but they've been waiting their turns, haven't they?
Yep, we have. We also have another right side, but we have one right side back from last year, Kidsey Land, and a new right side, Rebecca Lemke. So, yeah, I think we have about five new kids on the court. Four or five, depending on position.
I take it you did a lot of things right the first four matches, but I'm sure getting back to work on Monday to get ready for Tuesday's matches, there's some work to be done.
Yes, for sure. We need to get back to work on service, even defense. Those are so defense, including blocking. Those are probably our two big things, big challenges.
As far as the schedule coming up, you know, Chase County, McCook, Minden have played, I think, the Graff Event Center for a couple of years. It's a chance to kind of get away and play some team. Well, of course, McCook's a Southwest Conference foe, but to get away, play on a college court, maybe a little bit different type of atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice atmosphere. That court is a nice court. We really enjoy coming there.
When it comes down to it, coach, in the Southwest Conference, is it going to be Minden and Gothenburg kind of fighting it out again this year?
I would anticipate so. You also have Ogallala and Broken Bow. I saw Ogallala this summer a little bit. They have a nice hitter in Marley Irvin, but yeah, I would say that's probably where it lies. Gothenburg is going to be good again this year.
Numbers, your number, you don't have to worry about numbers in volleyball, freshmen to the senior class. Are you okay? Pretty much okay there?
Yeah, we have 30 kids out. And only two seniors.
Wow, so it's still a fairly young team, huh?
We're young. We're pretty heavy in the junior class, at least for varsity players, and a lot of juniors playing.
You get that little taste of state tournament, and you know, if it doesn't go well, boy, you get hungry, you want to get back, don't you?
Yep, for sure. That's the goal.
When it comes down to sub-district, I know I'm looking down the line, coach, a long ways, but
sure.
When it comes down to postseason, I take it you're going to have some battles to get to where you want to be.
Yeah. Kearney Catholic's in our sub-district. Broken Bow, I believe. I can't remember the other two right off the top of my head.
So teams, boy, it's just not going to be an easy road at all, is it?
Yeah, no, it was a different one last year. It was very extremely tough. We had Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic in that one, and St. Paul. So that was a different sub-district, and all of those teams are really good programs. So,
wow, they really did change that around on you this year, didn't they?
Yeah.
But when you saw it, did you think, wow, this maybe for the good?
Well, just depends. I mean, we've added Kearney Catholic now, so it just, that'll be a battle. Battled them a little bit this summer, and so, yeah, just, it always, it's always going to involve good teams. Central Nebraska is typically loaded with great C1 volleyball teams.
And I take it there's some tournaments that you're going to be seeing coming up here in the month of September that you'll see a pretty good bracket, pretty good field of teams, huh?
Yeah, the Gothenburg tournament, 2 days, six different teams is always a real challenge. You need to have your game on every time.